honey, goat cheese, spring greens, bedding plants. It's the time of year again when farmers markets spring up around the province, and that is the case in Lennoxville, where the market opens its season tomorrow. Darren Bardotti is the man who founded the Lennoxville Farmers Market. When a bunch of farmers came to Bishop's University with the idea of having a place to sell their fresh produce in a central place in town, the Lennoxville Market has been recognized since as a business model. And this year, as well as running the market, Dr. Bardotti is going to be conducting research into local farmers markets throughout the eastern townships. Darren Bardotti joins me on the line this morning from his home in Cookshereton. Good morning.
Good morning, Susan.
Did your interest in farmers markets start with an interest in growing?
Yeah, it did. My wife and I were, we moved to the country 5 years ago, and we decided to do some homesteading and growing some vegetables and having a few animals and that. And then we decided a couple years ago, my wife actually said, we should start a farmers market in Lennoxville. So we started the ball rolling on that front.
Did you have roots on a farm at all?
Yes, I do. My dad was he was a bit of a back to the lander in the sense that he had a job in town. He was a teacher, but he had a piece of land out in the country, and for years, every summer, we would go out and have a huge garden, have a market stand out on the road on the 143 highway, and eventually he started the farmers market in Lennoxville, the first farmers market sometime in the, I think it was the late 70s, early 80s. I was a young teenager at the time, So
what iteration of the farmers market are we talking about now?
It's the third, actually.
Okay.
The first one ended sometimes in the 80s, and then another one started up for a short time in the 90s, and I don't know exactly what happened to that one, but there hadn't been one for a few years, and so we thought, well, you know, Lennoxville needs a market. The community certainly enjoys coming out. It's a community space, really, when you think about it. You know what it's like at farmers markets. You get to know your neighbors. You see the food around. You talk to people. It's a really wonderful time.
How did you come to terms with the farmers involved as far as the rules on who could sell and what you could sell at the Lennoxville farmers market?
Well, that's a little bit complicated, and I have to say I'm still learning how that works because there's several layers of regulations. There's the municipality itself, and we're part of Sherbrooke in Lennoxville, so they have a set of rules and regulations, and then there's, of course, the provincial regulations. And so as far as the Sherbrooke goes, in terms of the location, it had to be in a commercial zone. I mean, I had approached a church, the Hope Community Church, and they were enthusiastic about hosting us, but unfortunately, it's not in the bylaws that we could have a farmer's market on a church parking lot. So it turns out I looked around, and right in front of Clark & Sons, there's an old abandoned co-op building with a big parking lot, and it turns out Bishop's owns that property. So I approached Bishop's with the idea, went to the Sustainable Development Committee. They were happy about it, and they took it to the executive group, and they said, yeah, go ahead, you can use it. So that was one of the steps in, you know, overcoming a municipal regulation. And then the other steps are simply following the rules and having each vendor sign an agreement. As they become members, they have to follow all these rules, like you're not allowed to have your food on the ground and, you know, different things like that.
And they are vendors. The vendors are those who grow. They're growing their own produce.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, we founded the association as a group of vendors that are members of an association. So we have an annual meeting. They get to vote on who, you know, who the organizing committee people are, who gets to be president. So I happen to be elected as president. But the idea here is that you're not just, you know, paying your dues and selling your table and then going home. You're part of an association, and the vision of the association is to obviously to manage the market, but also to provide a learning experience and a community service, you know, experience to the community. So there's a vested interest more than just going in and selling your goods.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and I understand it, a bit of a closer look at the role of the farmers market and the effect of the farmers market. I guess at some point that's at the root of this research that you're undertaking. Can you tell me a little bit more about it?
Sure. As I've been involved in the Lennoxville Farmers Market, I started thinking, you know, I could turn this into a research project because I am an environmental studies professor. I have looked at community involvement in all kinds of different resource management scenarios, including mostly forestry and watershed management in the PEI in British Columbia and in Quebec. And then I thought, you know, this experience that I have in research, I could apply it to food. So food research is fairly new to me, other than, like you said, the grassroots approach that I came by just having my own homestead. So now I've decided, well, hey, there's no research, as far as I can tell, on the Eastern Township's local food system. And I thought, this is a great opportunity to start asking those questions. And so I put together a grant proposal. I got a bit of money to hire us, you know, still haven't hired him or her yet, but because I'm just at the cusp. I just started this research. But the idea is that I want to study the local food system. What are the dynamics? What are the components of the local food system? Who's growing what? Who's buying what? How is that different from the global food system, that is, food that is coming in from other places than the townships?
So how far afield do you expect to go with the research, just geographically speaking? Are you covering the whole region?
Yeah, it's a vague boundary. I'm kind of trying to keep it to the historic Eastern Townships, which is, I guess that'll get me out to Farnham in the west, down to the American border in the south, out to, well, the American border, Maine, you know, Lac-Mégantic in the east, and to the north. I think it'll be probably somewhere around just south of Drummondville would be roughly the boundaries of my research.
And there are quite a few markets in that area?
Yeah, from what I can tell, there's about 20 farmers markets that are operating on a regular basis. There's several, you know, one-time events, you know, and, you know, at fairs and things like that. But as far as established markets, there's roughly 20 in that region, which is huge compared to even 10 years ago. There were probably, you know, half that number. And when I was a kid, I think there were only 5 or 6.
You're talking about the adaptive capacity in our local food system, and it's really striking how we're getting back to a point, whether it be just in our willingness to seek out locally grown products or our desire to know the provenance of our food. There is a sense that people want to unhook at some level from the global system and get back to something that's traceable and that's maybe even a little bit more predictable. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think so. I think there's, you know, the local food system is defined as the food that is coming from a specific area. And so, you know, the question that people have here is, you know, how come, well, what I have, I should say, is how come people are producing all kinds of food in the Eastern Townships, but the vast majority of that goes out of the Eastern Townships? And what, you know, the vast majority of the food that people eat doesn't come, you know, it comes mm-hmm. in from elsewhere and doesn't come from the Eastern Townships. So the local food system is that small segment of food that is produced in the Eastern Townships and eaten by people in the Eastern Townships. So, yeah, I think that segment, maybe less than 5% of the food products, you know, industry, is growing at a faster rate than the rest. So the question is, why is it growing that fast? Why are people more interested in local food? Why are they interested in getting to know their local farmers? And I think the answer to that is sustainability. People are, you know, people are interested in looking at the sustainable practices, the process by which food is produced, rather than just the end product.
And that community element of it that you referred to earlier is probably really important too. Actually knowing the person who is growing your food and knowing that you're supporting that person in their way of life.
Yeah, exactly. People that's the biggest draw to the farmers markets, especially Lennoxville, that I've seen. People want to connect. They want to go to the tent and buy the, you know, the carrots and the lettuce and the things from a specific person and talk to them about, how did you grow this? Where does this come from? What kind of variety is this? And by the way, they'll see varieties of vegetables that they've never seen in the store, because the farmers are growing them. You know, they're getting the best things that they see are most suited to the climate and to the conditions, the soil conditions and so on that exist here.
I can imagine that what you're going to learn would be of great interest to people who are not only growers, but also a larger community. Will there be a chance for people to see some of the data that you're going to unearth?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, my first priority is to write a bunch of academic papers and so on, but I'd also like to write something that's more available to the public, and I'm not exactly sure what format that'll take. I mean, the easiest is a report and possibly a small website or something that people could go-to. And, you know, my wife has said, well, maybe you should have a blog or something mm-hmm. where I can disseminate the information in a bite-sized, interesting way, and then lead it to bigger documents if people are, you know, so interested.
It could lead to some very interesting analysis and maybe some very interesting decision-making somewhere along the line as well. Great to speak with you this morning, Darren Bardotti. And in the meantime, I'll wish you a very good season for the farmers market.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thanks.
Bye. Darren Bardotti is a professor of environmental studies and geography at Bishop's University. As you heard, plans for a blog or a website are in the works so that you'll be able to gain access to the information that's going to come out of this study that he's doing on local farmers markets through the townships. In the meantime, the Lennoxville Farmers Market starts up the fourth season tomorrow. That's located at the former co-op building on College Street across from Clarkson Sons, 2882 College Street to be exact. And the market goes for 10 Saturdays, every second weekend from 10 till 12 in the morning, and you can go to the Facebook page for pictures and dates and postings on the website. That's marchepubliclenoxville.yolasite.com. We'll put that on the Facebook page. You can look them up on Facebook as well. Just look for Ama Lennox. So that's Farmers Market, AMA Lennox, as in Lennoxville, on Facebook, and you'll find them there as well. We'll put both of those links on our own Facebook page, facebook.com/CBC Quebec AM.